my veteran is a guy named Dan Hubbard. Dan, now first of all, let me explain something here. What one word you're going to hear over and over again today is the word honor. And I mean in the fact that it is an honor for us as songwriters that these veterans come in and share their story with us. And some of them are just really open, really, you know, and they're, some of them come in and tell us stories that no one's ever heard. And they tell it to us. And then sometimes we use a lot of it, sometimes we don't. Dan came in, I think he's one of the most amazing, unbelievable human beings I've ever run across. I don't think I've ever run across this, any human being that's got more honor, more decency than Dan Hubbard. And that's saying a lot. I know a lot of people with a lot of it. He served in Vietnam. Went over there in the engineer battalion, and soon wound up being in a group called the Walking Dead. That was the 9th Marine Battalion, or right division. I'll figure it out. Apparently he was at a football game with your daughter-in-law or whatever. We talked a lot yesterday, so there's a lot of information that's flowing through my head right now. She said that there was some guy who wanted to talk to him, another Vietnam vet, and they talked for a while, and apparently the other fellow said, oh, you're part of the Walking Dead. She didn't know what that means. So he looked, she said, well, Google it. So I Googled it. So I just wanted you to know what these people did. Hang on, I'll get my glasses on, because I'm old and blind. In the Vietnam War, the unit was engaged in combat for 47 months and 7 days, from June 15, 1965 through October 19, 1966, and from December 11, 1966 to July 14, 1969. It's an amazing thing. Their casualty rate, the battalion suffered the highest killed in action rate in Marine Corps history. Of the 2,892 who served, 747 were killed. It's considered like the deadliest battalion that you could be in, and he served in that. And I just thought that was just a few amazing facts that you should know about this man. They gave him a thing called an M79, which I don't want to. He seemed like I know what the hell I'm talking about, because I didn't serve. I looked it up. For those of you that want to know, an M79, the best way I can describe it is to say it looks like a sawed-off shotgun with one barrel. It shoots one round at a time, and then you have to reload. And it's like a grenade launcher. It's a grenade launcher. You can shoot tear gas. You can shoot explosives. You can shoot all kind of stuff out of this, but it's one shot at a time. And that was his weapon. I don't know if there's anything up by... I think that's all you need to know, for the most part, for the song. And so this is my song for Dan Hubbard. I know his whole family's here, so there's no pressure. How many generations we got here, Dan? Like four generations? Four generations of Dan's. Look at my hands are shaking. My wife said it's kind of a long song, and I said, well, that doesn't include the 5 pages that are sitting on the floor at home.